Live local high school basketball is on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson's Sports Authority, and online around the world at JacksonESPN.com. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by the Protection Center, American Title Company, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, the Collector's Zone, Alro Steel, and Alro Metals Outlet, County National Bank, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Lafier Realty, OmniSource, ProCare Automotive, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Blair's Car Care, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Penn Chiropractic Center. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Steve Boyle indeed here live at East Jackson High School, coming to you from the Raptors. We got Jason Smith in the booth tonight with me, Matt Lehman having the night off. Jason, thanks for coming out tonight. We're ready for East Jackson Grass Lake, locking it up here in high school varsity boys basketball action.
Always good to be here with you, Steve, and many classic battles here in the Cascades Conference. You and I are no stranger to those, many in this very building.
Yeah, the gym seems largely unchanged, actually, or maybe I just have a bad memory. One way or another, we're about ready to get into it with a couple of Cascades Conference teams here. The home team, East Jackson Trojans, not off to a terrible season right now, actually. 4-5 on the year, but 2-2 in the league, coming off a win over Vandercook Lake 54-50 in their last game, and their other conference victory over Napoleon 42-39. They've got some players. They got some things going on the roster. Daniel Poole put up 20 points, 3 steals, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, filling up the stat sheet in all the columns for East Jackson the last game. That 20-point number is pretty impressive, and then he's getting help from Kellen Blau with his 14 points from that game. And when you look at those two, and you think Daniel Poole and Kellen Blau, a couple of sophomores up here on the varsity, that bodes well for the East Jackson Trojan basketball program next year, year after.
Absolutely. They've got 4 sophomores on the roster, including, as you mentioned, Poole and Blau. And then they also have a freshman on the roster as well in Austin Jackson, who we might see some action from tonight. And with that talent that you have already on the varsity roster, it bodes well for their expectations for not only this year but the next couple of seasons.
Sure. And when you got a young roster like that, yeah, we like to think about the next couple years. But if you're the coach, you just want to think, hey, by the end of the year, where can we be later in the season? What kind of strides can we make? And so far, it looks like they're making some strides. Vandercook Lake is no chump in the league, so that's a big win coming off of that game. And, it's exciting times for the East Jackson Trojan basketball program. Meanwhile, the competitor tonight, the Grass Lake Warriors, tough start this year, 1-8 overall, 0-5 in the conference. Their lone win coming over Britton Deerfield in their last contest, 70-53 loss to Napoleon. But in that game, Nolan Garrett, 16 points, 10 boards. Jake Horner, 21 points, 10 boards. They've got a couple of guys that they can look to. And again, Horner, there's a junior. That's a guy who's going to be back. And then you've got Garrett, who's a senior. So they'll lose that leadership next year. But, you know, they've got things working in Grass Lake, too, and they've got things working in East Jackson.
Absolutely. And Grass Lake, I mean, Cascades Conference as a whole really treats everybody to some really, really good games, no matter which two teams are facing off against each other. And when you look at Grass Lake, they also have a young-ish team with only 4 seniors on the varsity roster.
Sure.
So a roster full of juniors, which could bode well for them getting that experience and things like that. Not quite to the level that East Jackson has, but next year you would expect some pretty good things for them.
Yeah. On the game tonight, Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Lafier Realty, many of our fine sponsors that have been supporting high school basketball and high school sports in general for a long, long time. We're due for a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back, take a look at the starters, and get you a little bit closer to tip-off tonight. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Grass Lake and East Jackson. Back in 3 minutes.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith coming to you live, East Jackson High School, where the Trojans are getting set to take on the Grass Lake Warriors. And we'll go ahead and get you acclimated to the starting lineup. So why don't we get the starters for Grass Lake, Jason?
For the Grass Lake Warriors, we have Jared Henry, Christian Embry, Isaac Alexander, Nolan Garrett, and Jake Horner, who we mentioned earlier, the junior.
Yeah, Jake Horner was, I'm pretty sure I saw him throw down a couple of slam dunks there in the warm-ups.
See if he can pull that off during the game.
Let's hope he gets some space. Meanwhile, for the East Jackson Trojans, the home squad, our starters are Daniel Poole and Colin Blau, who we mentioned were sophomores. Senior Nathan Alexander, junior Kyle Curley, the big man in the middle. Definitely a force on the football field. We'll see what he does in the basketball court. And Donovan Coppernoll, senior for the East Jackson Trojans. And again, we're just kind of hoping to see a nice contest tonight. And, you know, I was talking to some of the coaches from the Michigan Center team. And they said, hey, watch out for East Jackson. They're going to surprise a few people this year. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to hope to be surprised tonight pleasantly.
Well, you look at that roster and you see sophomore, junior, freshman, and you think young team, they're going to struggle, and the record is not nearly indicative of that at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're floating around that 500 mark. They're 500 in the conference, and the Cascades Conference this year is especially tough. I mean, you're going to get a good fight every single night, and they're showing that they're going to impress some people this year and for years to come.
Sure, going into the year, you kind of knew you had Michigan Center and Hanover Horton right near the top. You kind of wondering what Vandercook Lake was going to do, and you know that middle of the league is going to kind of sort itself out, and it looks like East Jackson's going to find themselves in that middle to upper echelon of the league, and hopefully, like I said, by the end of the year they're going to be playing their best basketball when you get into those district tournaments and things like that. So still factoring into that Cascades Conference discussion right now. We're going to take a 3-minute break here on the pregame, and we will come back, get some starting lineups on the court, and get us a starting tip off on the game. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
All right, we're just moments away from tip-off now. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, here on Sutton Road. East Jackson Trojans getting set to take on the Grass Lake Warriors on the broadcast tonight. Jason, you said you're due for a back adjustment. You're going to see Dr. Pat.
I might, definitely. You know, I've got the new job. I'm on my feet all day. It could sure hurt to pay him a visit.
All right. Kyle Curley in the middle to take the tip. Picked up by Garrett for Grass Lake, and he drives it down to the block. They'll kick it back out and reset things at the top. Christian Embry, one of the guards here for Grass Lake. Now he hands to Henry. Feed it over to Isaac Alexander, back to Henry, now back to Embry.
East Jackson to Henry. Running with a 2-3 zone.
Three-point shot, Isaac Alexander, no good, rebounded. The Trojans on the attack. Feeding Curley down in the block right away. Big guy down there. Spin move, tries to go reverse layup, and he's going to get some contact and go to the stripe here right away.
You saw in the opening tip-off, Curley looked like he had it won. He had the body there, and the ball just kind of awkwardly bounced away to Grass Lake. Thankfully, no points scored there.
You know, Curley's going to be a tough matchup inside. He's a big bruising force. The guy goes about 6'4", 6'5", and he's 230, 260.
He's a thick, athletic kid, and that's what you want down low on the low block.
He misses the first free throw attempt, another one coming here.
Foul on Jake Horner for Grass Lake, his first.
Shot is good on the second attempt. 1-0 Trojans in the early going. On the guard, point guard duties for Grass Lake. Embry brings it up, feeds the wing, and Alexander to Embry, and now we feed it down. And we got a bucket for Grass Lake. 2-1. Credit that one to Garrett.
Garrett.
Now East Jackson working the offense. Daniel Poole gives to Nathan Alexander here on the wing. Looking for Curley in the paint. Nothing there.
Trying to direct a little bit of traffic.
Drop it off to Colin Blau. Now Blau back to Donovan Coppernoll. He'll drive in a little bit and dribble back out. Reset the offense for the Trojans. Daniel Poole's got it. Now high post and a drive. Shot goes up. No good. Colin Blau knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Trojans.
Good defense there by Grass Lake. A man-to-man defense, it looked like, there for the Warriors, and they will bring it up court.
Been working on the perimeter. Embry tries to feed the high post. Stolen on the break. Looking for Blau on the run out. No good. Now picked up by the Warriors, and they're going to bring out the break. next. Picked up pass now on the drive. Now kicks back out for three. Long three-point attempt by Henry is short. Rebound to Trojans, and they're out on the run. And we'll get a drive from Daniel Poole. Can't score. Blocking foul is going to be called against Henry. And we're going to get two shots. Waiting for the ruling.
Looked like at first he was signaling that it was on the floor. And we're going to get an inbound here because it looked like he put up the
The one official put up the two-shot finger, and they've decided they're just on the ground. Inbound to Blau beyond the arc.
Foul charge to Jared Henry for Grass Lake, his first.
Poole feeds Poole on the baseline back to Blau. Now Poole comes out to the wing, feeding Curley down to the block. Dribbles to the baseline, kicks out for an open three-point look. Missed badly by Coppernoll, rebounded by the Warriors, and they got numbers. On the run, nice feed. Garrett with the shot. It's through and the harm. Nice fast break by the Warriors. Credit the assist to Jared Henry on that one. Garrett goes to the line. Warriors already with a 4-1 lead.
Nolan Garrett with all 4 points. That foul charged to Nathan Alexander for East Jackson.
Garrett misses the free throw, rebounded Nathan Alexander. Blau brings it up for the Trojans, now trying to find Poole, ball on the floor, and picked up by Coppernoll. Coppernoll drive in, looking to feed Curley on the block. Too hot to handle. Last touch, though, Warriors, and it'll stay Trojan ball.
A little bit of sloppy passing to start the game by East Jackson.
Poole inbounds from under the basket, deep inbound to Coppernoll. Setting up the offense for outside the arc. Dribbles over to the wing. Not a lot of ball pressure. Blau at the top. Open look for three. In and out. Rebounded Grass Lake and Henry. And he's looking to run. Garrett will drive. Contact. Blocking foul. Go against Blau. Garrett had left his feet, so that'll get him to the stripe. A couple more free throws coming for him. 4-1 is our score. Grass Lake on the road here with a 3-point advantage, 5:13 to go first quarter, and Garrett at the stripe for Grass Lake shooting two. First free throw is off. Just missed a little right.
It looks like Grass Lake trying to break through that 2-3 zone that East Jackson is playing by trying to run out, get some breakout passes.
And short on the free throw attempt, tip. And we're going to credit that to Jake Horner, but Kyle Curley had a shot at it, too, and it just goes back up through the hoop. It's 6-1.
That last Warriors. Foul charged to Colin Blau for East Jackson, his first.
Coppernoll deep, gets blocked by Garrett. He's out on the run out again, finger roll, and scored. It's 8-1. All the points now for Grass Lake thus far, with the exception of the tip-in, have come for Garrett. Nolan Garrett having himself a nice start. 8-1 is our score. Trojans struggling to find a seam here in the Grass Lake defense. Alexander dribbles in the paint for a little bit. Now he'll back it out, reset. Now he's going to drive. Scoop, nice drive. Finger roll, finish. First field goal of the game for the Trojans, and it's 8-3. Now a little pressure from Coppernoll. And he causes a traveling violation. It's the Warriors. They'll turn it back over, and East Jackson chance to cut into the lead again.
Shane Bonner checking in for East Jackson. Donovan Coppernoll will take a rest.
The inbound there from Daniel Poole. Three-point shot up and good. Straight off the bench, Shane Bonner hitting the big three. It's 8-6 now to score. Grass Lake's lead shrunk to two.
That was a huge bucket for East Jackson right there. Fresh off the bench was Bonner, and he hits a big, big three to put them right back into this game.
Henry at the top feeds the high post. The Horner kicks back out. Three-pointer no good for Henry. Rebounded Garrick. And another long shot no good for Embry. And knocked out of bounds. It'll be Trojan ball.
And that foul looked like they were going to charge a foul to Jake Horner.
That's what I saw too, Jason, but it looked like they never went through with it. I guess he just touched it last. Colin Blau with the casual dribble up for the Trojans. He's met by Jared Henry.
Number 42, Andrew Scheid checking into the game for East Jackson.
They got Bonner, another look from three. Scheid instead. right off the bench again. They get a quick bucket from the substitution man, and we're tied at 8 points.
So the bench scoring has come through for East Jackson already in this game.
And they stay in that zone defense. Open look from the baseline and knock it down. Brandon Schultz right off the bench for the Warriors, and he hits. It's unusual to see those kids come right off the bench and just start lighting it up, but that's what's happening here. Drive and a scoop or pull, no good. Rebounded and breakout for the Warriors. Garrett beats Henry, who scores it. And Grass Lake's lead now 5 points. So after a bit of a run there for the Trojans, the Warriors have answered.
It's the Cascades Conference. Everybody makes a run.
Blau drives in, steps back. Now he'll feed Bonner. The top Bonner looking to drive. Now he'll kick out to Poole. Thinks about a three. Now drives in just inside the stripe. Lefty shot is good. 13-10.
First bucket
on the jump shot for Poole.
Of the night for Daniel Poole.
2.5 to go first quarter. 13-10. So take the minutes off the clock here pretty quickly, it seems. Pretty good tempo early. Grasslake with the ball. Off shot on the baseline coming again from Schultz. Partially blocked. Grasslake will get the possession back. Turnaround shot from the block. And it's Isaac Alexander scoring it.
And a nice feed there. Wide open look at threes. Decided better of it. Had a man in the low block. Great pass.
15-10 the score. East Jackson on the attack. Bonner looking to drive. Now he'll feed the baseline and a jump shot. Long. Coming from the hand of Nathan Alexander. Now the Grasslake Warriors in possession. Henry takes a long gun. Three off back rim. Long rebound is to Bonner. And now the Trojans will attack. Poole gets it over the midline. Slows it down a little bit. Now he'll cross court pass to Blau.
Definitely didn't have the numbers on that breakout there. Smart play to slow it down by Poole.
Down to Bonner in the corner. Hits the block. Now a kick out. Shied on the lefty jumper. No good. Garrett with the rebound. Nope. Tipped away. Alexander will get it and hand to Henry. The Warriors will slow it down with a minute 25 to go first quarter. 15-10, Grasslake advantage.
Henry slows it down, gets the play from the bench.
Alexander down to shot on the block, looking for Garrett in the paint. It's deflected. And now stolen by East Jackson on the breakout fake pass. Scoop and score, number 13, Nathan Alexander. 15-12 is the score. Grasslake at the top, Henry finds Alexander. Alexander on the wing, back to the top. Henry thinks about a three, now finds Alexander. Open look for three. He shoots it in and out. Rebounded. Nathan Alexander, now he gets the breakout started for the Trojans. And drive, Blau. Shot up is good. Looks like the foul call is going to be on the floor, though, so a wave off the basket. 15-12, still our score, 39.1 on the clock.
And that is disappointing because that was a great play by Colin Blau.
Tough drive, kind of powered it in there.
It seems like that's been kind of the go-to move for East Jackson is that sort of iso motion out at the top of the point and dribble drive for the bucket.
Oh, nice feed from the three-point down to Shied. Wide open for the layup. Get the assist to Daniel Poole. 15-14. The Warriors lead cut to one again with 26 seconds to go in the first. Henry working at the top. And in over to the wing. That's going to be Andrew Ryan fresh into the game. Open look for him for three. And it's through. Big shot for the Warriors. 18-14 now our score. 8 seconds to go. East Jackson looking for one more bucket. Shied from the baseline. And he hits. 18-16. 1 second heave from three quarters court is not even close. We'll end the first quarter with an 18-16 score. Grasslake in front of East Jackson. 1 minute break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
18-16, our score. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live on Sutton Road at East Jackson High School. The Trojans will start the second quarter with the ball. Inbound pool to... into the game now, Austin Jackson. Not the same as the outfielder for the Mariners, former Tiger. It's not the same kid, is it, Jason?
Pretty sure it's not. I think this kid's a little bit shorter.
Shied up and under a reverse layup, and he's tied the game at 18, East Jackson.
And he has very quietly had 8 points in this game off the bench, no less.
Warriors back on the attack. Henry at the top. Isaac Alexander. And now baseline shot going up for Brandon Schultz. Rebounded East Jackson.
And we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Austin Jackson would get some playing time. He's a freshman for the Trojans.
Bonner on the drive. Turnover on for the Trojans. And on the dribble drive for the Warriors, Andrew Ryan gets some contact. And we'll get a whistle on the floor.
Foul is going to go against Daniel Poole. That'll be his first of the game.
Just the third team foul against East Jackson. Jason, during the break, we were mentioning how back and forth that first quarter was. Went by real quick.
Especially the last probably 2.5 minutes or so was just wild. Bucket after bucket.
Quick inbound. Henry, lefty jumper from the lane. No good. Rebounded Garrett up and scores it. Tough rebound. Puts it back up and scores it. Gets the harm. And he'll get a shot at the free throw line. 2018, Warriors in front. Chance to make it a three-point lead with the free throw. Garrett's having himself a nice game.
Garrett's got 8 points, probably 3 or 4 rebounds to go with it. At one point, at the very start of this game, Garrett had outscored East Jackson by himself 6-1.
Yeah. Good job by the Trojans to kind of come back from that. We get a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here on the broadcast for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, the collector zone. You read comic books, Jason?
I do.
What's your favorite?
I have to give a shout-out to my friend Heather. She's an assistant editor at Marvel. She works on the Star Wars comics and Deadpool, which is one of my favorites.
All
but
right.
I got to go with Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, always Batman.
You can't go wrong.
You never can go wrong with Batman. I was talking to a friend the other day, actually. There's never a bad time for Batman.
Never a bad time for Batman. So you can find your Batman comics at the Collector Zone. Roger Peterson, the gang over there, supporting high school sports for a long, long time here in Jackson. Also, I want to remind everybody, at the Jackson YMCA, no join fees for the month of January. And you can't beat that with a stick.
No, you cannot.
And actually, Sean Atello on Good Morning Greater Jackson this morning announcing they're going to have a half-price join fee going through March. So if you can't get down there this month, still a great deal is going on at the Jackson YMCA to get fit in 2016. And the free throw is good for Garrett. We're back in action, 21-18. Warriors in front of the Trojans in a back-and-forth game. Both teams making a couple of 5-6-point runs here so far. Trojans from the wing. Feed Austin Jackson. Now he'll get it down to Zachary Seymour on the baseline. Skip pass to Blau.
Long cross-court pass. They've done that a couple of times in this game, and it's worked out, but that's always a dangerous play.
Oh, yeah. Dribbling in there is Nathan Alexander. Turnaround Jay from the elbow. No good. Rebounded Warriors. Henry will bring it up. Thinks about a three now. He'll give to Isaac Alexander. Dribbles inside the three-point line. Elbow jumper's no good. Rebounded. Run out Austin Jackson. Chased from behind. Andrew Ryan knocked it away but can't save it. Out of bounds. Last touch. Warriors with the East Jackson ball. 6:23 to go in the first half. 21-18.
Great hustle play there by Andrew Ryan to get back into the play from behind. I was able to knock the ball away. And unfortunately couldn't make the save, but a great hustle play nonetheless.
Poole on the inbound gets to Blau. Blau looking for Curley down in the block. Nothing there. Leave him a lot of room for shooting the three, and he does. It's short, rebounded by Horner. And the Warriors come back on the offensive attack. Henry feeds Isaac Alexander on the baseline drive. Teardrop short. Rebounded by Blau, and East Jackson back on the attack. Leaving Blau open again for three. He won't shoot it this time. Out to Poole. Back to Blau. Now he'll try to feed Curley on the low block. Knocked out of bounds.
We'll get a couple of substitutions here for East Jackson. Donovan Coppernall checking back into the game. And it looks like we will have Christian Embry checking back in for Grass Lake as well.
Poole to inbound. Tries to sneak a pass down the baseline. Knocked out of bounds, so it'll stay East Jackson possession.
And again, those long cross-court passes, which we mentioned a minute ago, are very dangerous.
Inbound to Blau, right at the three-point arc. This time he hits. 4-3, we're tied at 21. 5:49 to go first half. Warriors back on the attack. Now we'll get another three-pointer short. Long rebound comes out to Coppernall, and he gets the break started for East Jackson. There's a drive in the air on the shot block attempt. Nathan Alexander is fouled. He'll go to the stripe shooting, too. tied at 21, 5:37 to go. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Online around the world, JacksonESPN.com.
That foul is going to go against Jared Henry, his second of the game. So he's got 2 points, two fouls.
First free throw attempt is no good for Alexander. Nathan Alexander. I'm getting myself confused, Jason. We've got Nathan Alexander for the Trojans and Isaac Alexander for the Warriors. Second free throw is through. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's the first lead of the game for the Trojans since they led 1-0.
That is the first lead.
22-21. Warriors looking to take advantage of the game again. And Andrew Ryan, open look for three. And it's long, long rebound. Chased down by Coppernoll, and he'll get the break started for East Jackson. Poole on the drive. Goes up left, he finishes it. Waved out, we're going to get offensive foul. Andrew Ryan takes the offensive harm and turnover of possession here for the Trojans.
And after a big 20-point game in their last outing for East Jackson, Daniel Poole has really struggled to get it going. He's got the charging foul. That is Poole's, I believe it's actually his second, although the scoreboard says that's his first. I'm pretty sure that's the second foul for Daniel Poole, but he's taken a charge and just all in all just hasn't been able to get it fired up like he had in the last game.
Sure. Five team fouls apiece for these two squads. 5:14 to go first half. 22-21, East Jackson in front of Grass Lake. And we'll get the offense started. Austin Raguzzo on the point into the game now for the Warriors. Gets to Garrett just inside the free throw arc. Turns around, shoots, no good. Gets his own rebound. The putback is good. And the Warriors back on top, 23-22.
That's 11 points now for Garrett in the first half.
Coppernoll at the top, finds Poole on the wing, quick feed to Curley on the block, trying to catch Coppernoll on the cut. Coppernoll wasn't looking for it, the loose ball picked up by the Warriors, and that'll turn into a foul. Stops the break from happening. 23-22, the Warriors lead by one.
That foul is going to be charged to Nathan Alexander for the East Jackson Trojans. That's his second of the game.
And the Warriors bring it back up again. Raguzzo running the point now. Christian Embry back to Raguzzo at the top, feeding corner, high post, kicks out for three. No good on the shot for Embry. Rebounded to East Jackson, and Dana Poole runs the break. No numbers there. They'll hold it out. He's working at the wing. Feeds the high post from the elbow there. Shot's no good for Nathan Alexander. Rebounded Garrett, and the Warriors quickly get it down to Raguzzo on the break. Trying to find Ryan. Tipped. Kicked out. And now fed to Horner. Nice shot off the high glass. 25-22 Warriors.
Really good ball movement there by Grass Lake. They fed the low block with ease almost on that play.
Blau now looking to feed it down to Nathan Alexander. Trying to work on the baseline and gets a little too tight. And he'll go out of bounds. 3:47 to go. First half, 25-22, Warriors lead.
He was not a fan of that call, apparently. Had a nice little conversation with the referee.
Raguzzo bringing it up for the Warriors. Working on the outside with Embry into Garrett in the paint. Shot up, no good, but again, comes up with his own rebound. The turnaround shot, no good. This time, Scheid and East Jackson pull it down. 25-22 to score. Trojans trail by three. Coppernoll working against a Grass Lake 2-3 zone. Blau dribbles in now, kicks back out to Poole. Poole back to Blau on the wing. Skip pass to Poole. Open look for three. Long. And rebound comes off to Grass Lake.
Good look by Poole, but unfortunately couldn't find the bottom of the net there.
Raguzzo at the top. Feeds the wing to Andrew Ryan. Dribble in a little bit and kick back out to Raguzzo. Back to Ryan at the wing.
Again, the long cross-court passes by East Jackson. Somehow managing to work a little bit. They just can't seem to turn them into points.
Kind of a two-man game here working for the Warriors and Christian Embry and Raguzzo. On the wing, now tries to pick the block, knocked away. Scheid on the break. We'll get another battle for the loose ball. And we're going to call contact against Raguzzo on the battle.
And on the offensive side of the ball, Raguso almost had a backcourt violation there. You saw him kind of kick his right leg forward. He didn't realize just how close to that center line he was. And now he's going to get charged with his first foul on the defensive end.
And both teams kind of playing that zone defense, Jason. It's really shut down anything in the paint. And struggling to find out what to do. I think, you know, so far neither team has shot real well from the three-point line, so I feel like they're a little tentative to keep firing away. So both teams are really sucking into the middle. And that's why East Jackson's kind of been able to get away with those cross-court passes, because the defense is so sucked into the paint.
Exactly, and you've got Sheed down low for him right now for East Jackson. And so Grasslake has gone to his zone to take that away.
Coppernol drive kick to Bonner. Three-pointer no good. Now the break for Grasslake, and they get it to Garrett. Another hoop and a harm and one situation. Garrett has been tough down on the block, finishing most of these. He struggled at the line a little bit, but keep getting that trip.
He's hit just one of his free throw attempts in this game, but that's why, as I was getting to a moment ago, East Jackson has gone to that zone as well, is because of the fact that Nolan Garrett has been just a monster down low for Grasslake. And he will miss that free throw. So, again, just the one make there. That foul charge to Shane Bonner for East Jackson.
East Jackson on the offense finds Shy down to the low block. Garrett leaves his feet to block the shot. I didn't see the contact, and Nolan Guerin doesn't believe he had any contact either, but we do get a whistle, and Shy will go to the line shooting two.
And that foul is indeed charged to Nolan Garrett. That is his second of the game, the team's seventh foul, as Sheed hits the first free throw.
So 2:04 to go in the half, 27-23. Grasslake holding on to a four-point advantage. Sheed can cut into that here.
Brandon Schultz checking in for Nolan Garrett for Grasslake.
And second free throw no good. Rebounded Grasslake and Brandon Schultz. And also fresh into the game, Travis Coppernol. So we got a Coppernol on each squad also, Jason.
Coppernol for Grasslake is one of four seniors, and we're going to get a whistle for carry by Coppernol.
27-23, now under 2 minutes to go, first half. East Jackson ball trailing by four. Inbound goes to Donovan Coppernol. Coppernol hand off to Poole. There's only one of them on the court today. He'll get back to Coppernol on the wing. Skip past to Poole. Now at the top, Bonner. Raguso on the steal attempt, and we're going to get some contact. And that's going to be a one-on-one attempt for the Trojans. 18 fouls now against Grasslake. 1:37 to go, first half. 27-23.
That is foul number two on Austin Raguso, the team's eighth foul.
Free throw is up. No good for Bonner. Rebounded Travis Coppernol for the Warriors. And Grasslake back on the attack. He'll dribble it up. Pressured by Poole to Schultz on the wing. Now he'll get back to Ryan at the top. And Raguso will come out to reset the offense near the mid-circle.
It looks like they're going to try and almost a four corners type of offense. Dribble out a lot of the clock here.
Yeah, well, just a minute 15 to go. Looks like Grasslake might be holding for one. Now Raguso will drive, kick to Schultz, open look for three, and he hit. Nothing but cord. Big shot for Grasslake, stretching the lead out to seven.
Second three-pointer of the game off the bench for Brandon Schultz. He's got six in the game.
Good rhythm on the shot. Nice job to set him up by Raguso. East Jackson looking for points now. Poole at the top. It's to Coppernol in the corner. Down to the block. Now kick back out to Poole. Lefty three, no good. Rebounded Travis Coppernol. Feeds down to Raguso all by himself. And he'll finish it. 32-23. It's a 9-point Grasslake lead. Whistle on the floor. And not sure what.
Couldn't quite make that out.
Stopped to play for. 38.6 on the clock, 23-32. East Jackson trailing by nine with the ball. Try to go for something quick here. Down to Sheed on the block, and he finishes easily. Easiest points of the game for East Jackson pretty much there.
Now, Sheed has had a lot of those.
26 seconds. Drive Andrew Ryan all the way into the paint. He gets body contact from about three different guys, and that's going to get him to the stripe.
And on that last whistle, Rodney Loudon was all in the referee's ear. Rodney Loudon, of course, the head coach of the East Jackson Trojans. He had two guys waiting to sub in. They couldn't get into the game even though there was a whistle on the floor. And head coach Rodney Loudon was definitely making sure that the referees knew about that.
And now we'll get the substitution. Curley back into the game. And also onto the floor, Hunter Satterwhite.
So they're going to go with a little bit of a bigger lineup with both Andrew Sheed and Kyle Curley into the game at the same time. That gives them a definite low post presence, even though there's just 20 seconds left in the half.
19.9. 32-23. And chance to stretch the lead to 10. Missed by Andrew Ryan. And Coppernoll for the Trojans finds Poole. Back to Coppernoll at the top. Ryan comes out to pressure. 10 seconds on the clock. Finds back to Poole on the wing. He'll drive and get some contact on the floor. That's going to be a 1-1 for Poole. Just 5 points in the quarter. Or excuse me, 7 points in the quarter for the Trojans. Struggling to get anything offensively going after putting up 16 in the first quarter.
And it was really the start of the quarter that was sort of their troubles. It started with a lot of missed threes, a lot of open opportunities that just couldn't fall. And as we mentioned the last time around, the iron unkind to the East Jackson Trojans as Daniel Poole hits his first free throw on the 1-1.
6.4 seconds left here in the first half, 32-26. They haven't put that other point up on the board after the free throw.
Horner and Garrett checking in for Grass Lake, so they'll get their big men back in. Kyle Curley is going to take a seat, and Shane Bonner will come in, and Austin Jackson will come in for Andrew Sheed with 6 seconds left. And wait, we're not done yet. I kind of feel like an infomercial right now, but wait, there's more. Ty Duncan looking to try to check into this game, and
too late.
You're going to have to wait, son.
You're going to have to wait 6.4 seconds. If he hits, we'll get a whistle and he'll come in. So a wave of substitutions for the final 6.4 for the Trojans. Maybe trying to avoid any of those other guys getting a foul here late in the half. 32-27, cut the lead back down to 5. And now we'll get a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll come back, get you the final six and a half here of the first half. 32-27, Grass Lake in front of East Jackson, ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
All right, onto the timeout off the free throw make. It's 32-27 Grass Lake with 6.5, well, 6.4 to go here in first half. Full court pressure from the Trojans. Inbound Schultz throws it into the streaking. Raguso wasn't looking. Turnover, East Jackson. Scoop layup. How did he hit that? Reverse layup goes up and in for the Trojans.
That was Ty Duncan.
I guess that play there. I guess that substitution made sense to get him off the bench so he could hit that shot. 32-29, our halftime score on the bucket there. So we have a 3-point difference between these two teams. Pretty evenly matched. And again, Jason, a game of back and forth runs. East Jackson ends the half with a run. If they get, what is that, about 6 points, I think, on the run.
6 points in the last 45 seconds to a minute there. And as we mentioned in the pregame, the Cascades Conference will always treat you to an excellent game. And so right now we've got a three-point game heading into the second half.
A couple of decent performances, kind of surprise guys that had some, well, I don't want to say surprise guys. I think we were pretty impressed by Sheed there in the first half, came off the bench and had a big scoring outburst and certainly was vital to keeping East Jackson close in the game. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back and let you know what's up with the first half stats. Talk a little bit more about the first half and look ahead to the second half on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM on the half. 32-29, 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, WIBM Jackson. Halftime, here's the East Jackson Trojans facing off with the Grass Lake Warriors. 32-29, Grass Lake holds the three-point advantage. And it was a back-and-forth game. Grass Lake jumped out to an 8-1 lead. East Jackson made a little run back. Grass Lake stretched it out again. East Jackson got a little closer. East Jackson actually took a lead again a little late in that first half. And then Warriors jumped back out to a 9-point advantage, only to see that fall to 3 right before the half. So a back-and-forth game. It might come down to who makes the last run.
Exactly right there. And as we were sort of half-joking, it's the Cascades Conference. Everybody makes a run, but this has been a game of runs back and forth. And at the onset of the game, as you mentioned, Nolan Garrett had actually outscored East Jackson 6-1 by himself. It was an 8-1 lead at one point, and then East Jackson made a run back at it, and it's been a back and forth game, and that's what you get in the Cascades Conference, is a lot of physical battles, a lot of back and forth, and a great game all in all so far. Just unfortunately, the iron has been a little bit unkind to East Jackson.
I was say, if they had shot a little better from beyond the arc, you know, this story of the scoreboard could be a little different. But neither team has really shot it great from deep. The story off the bench for the Trojans was Sheed, and he came off the bench and had a big half. What's the numbers for the East Jackson Trojans?
Well, for the East Jackson Trojans, Andrew Sheed off the bench leads all of their scorers with 11. You've also got Nathan Alexander, who has 5. Then Colin Blau and Shane Bonner each with 3. Daniel Poole also has 3. Ty Duncan hit that incredible shot as time was running out to end the half. He's got 2. And then Kyle Curley hit the opening free throw of the game, and he has 1 point.
And for the Warriors, how does the scoring settle out?
Well, we've mentioned his name a lot in this game so far, and that's Nolan Garrett, the senior for Grass Lake. He's got 13. Brandon Scholes quietly has 6 points. Andrew Ryan with 5. Jake Horner with 4. Then you have Isaac Alexander, Jared Henry, and Austin Raguso each with 2.
All right, and yeah, Garrett was tremendous. Didn't seem to have a lot of shooting range. I wouldn't say you're going to find him beyond the arc at any point, but what he did real well was score down on the block, and even if he were missing that first shot, he got his own rebound a couple times. He was definitely devastating to East Jackson on the offensive glass, so exactly. They're going to have to find a way to kind of clear some space out with him, and they really did try to tighten up that middle, to fill up that middle with that zone that they were in, kind of sagging off, and you know, Grass Lake didn't hurt him a ton with the outside shot, but Garrett able to battle through that and have himself a nice first half.
Yeah, and it was unfortunate for Grass Lake that they couldn't rebound more, because a lot of his first opportunities he didn't make, Garrett did, and uh-huh. He was trying to break through that 2-3 zone where East Jackson had 2 players up near the point, 3 down low. He would get into that sort of that mid-block range, you know, and as you said, not too deep. He really didn't get to the high post. He was really down low under the basket. The first opportunity would go awry, and then he would get his own rebound. So really, East Jackson has to step up physically and get those rebounds. Kyle Curley's got to step up. Andrew Sheed has been huge. You really have to have both of those guys in the game, you would think, to control Garrett and keep him from getting those rebounds.
Yeah, and there he was. Like you said, he was finding space in that, just, you know, 2 steps inside of the free throw line, right in the middle of the paint. That was where Garrett was able to find some room and get the shot up, and they need to put a body on him to box him out and keep him off the glass, and it's a different story. So we'll see who made the better adjustments at the half. We'll take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll get the second half tip off and get the action underway. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson's Sports Authority.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith coming to you live from Sutton Road, East Jackson High School. The Trojans trail the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
It'd be a different score if Golden State was out here. The Grass Lake Warriors, 32-29, and we're just about a few seconds away from the second half.
And we have, I don't have a cool sounder, but we have breaking news. Halftime, Western Michigan leads Bowling Green 43-38 in MAC action.
Glad to get that MAC score on the out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, we were talking at halftime with everybody taking the half-court shots. There was someone wearing a Central Michigan shirt, and I had to give him a little grief, but got to get in the love for the Western Michigan Broncos in the broadcast.
Grass Lake starts the second half with the ball. Jared Henry brings it up. And Trojans come out in a man-to-man. Henry drives all the way to the bucket. Lefty scoop and score it. Grass Lake stretch the lead to 5 in the early going for the second half. Daniel Poole on the wing, kicks to Blau at the top. Now Blau feeds the opposite wing open, look for 3, and it's through.
Austin Jackson with a big 3 there.
Good shot. And the back and forth game continues. Feed down to quickly to Jake Horner. Low block. Turnaround jumper off the glass is good.
And again, we go quickly back to back.
Blau drives in. Pull up in the paint. No good. Metal for the rebound. Curley pulls it down. Can't get the put back. Garrett will end up with the rebound. And the Warriors on the attack. Jake Horner, 3-point look. No good. And that's rebounded by East Jackson. Blau gets the break. Started Poole on the runout. He'll drive, shot up, and rattles around, comes off, but he'll go to the line shooting, too. Fouled on the shot there by Henry.
And very quick, both teams running very, very quickly to get the half started, and it looks like foul number 3 charged to Jared Henry.
It's going to be important for Grass Lake. Henry's been playing a lot of minutes. First free throw is no good for Poole.
And Poole continues to struggle. Just the one free throw and a field goal for him. So a far cry from the 20-point outing he had his last time out.
And the second free throw attempt coming. And it's up and it's through. 36-33. Still a 3-point Grass Lake advantage. They've got the ball. Ragusa is going to bring it up. Replaced Henry in the early going of the second half with his third foul. Ragusa now on the feed to Garrett on the lob pass. Knocked away by Curley. Pass was a little low. Little design play there to get Gary on the back cut and the lob.
Garrett had a nice ball screen there to get that play started, then just came through the back door and the lob play, and it just missed.
And now they'll lob to Garrett on the inbounds, and this time he scores it on the tip in. 38-33, Grass Lake in front. Blau on the wing. Dribbles across the top.
And they'll go back to that sort of iso motion type of offense with one man at the point, everybody else down low.
Trying to feed the block, knocked away. Ragusa, excuse me, trying to feed the high post. Ragusa will get the offense going for Grass Lake, and a 3-point shot coming, no good. Rebound knocked away. And now battle on the floor. It dribbles out of bounds. Last touch, Curley. Grass Lake ball. Couldn't reel in that rebound and secure it.
Big time scramble there by both teams, really. Had a guy diving on the floor to try to pick up that rebound.
38-33, Grass Lake with the lead and the ball. Inbound over the top. It's Embry.
Trying to feed the low block. Trying to get it into that low block for Horner. Couldn't quite get it there. You see East Jackson trying the same, trying to get it down low to Curley.
Poole now with a long 3. Up front rim, bounces, and a battle for the rebound. Last touch, Grass Lake.
Both teams still trying to find that low block answer, both offensively and defensively. Grass Lake's had it working. East Jackson still hasn't quite figured it out. They've turned to the 3 ball.
Inbound to Blau, baseline drive, shot up, no good. Rebounded Horner. And he'll give to Ragusa, and the Warriors get their offense started. Slow it down a little bit. And Grass Lake is, East Jackson's dropped back into a zone. Looks like the high post to Horner. Now he'll kick out to Embry. Embry to the top of Ragusa.
Almost a 1-4 and a 1-2-2 type of zone that they're working with.
Yeah. 3-point shot goes up, no good. Loose ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch, Grass Lake. East Jackson get it back. 38-33. Our score, 5:25 to go third quarter.
Andrew Sheed checking back in. He has 11 points. Leads all scorers for East Jackson. He will replace Kyle Curley on the floor.
Austin Jackson coming up for East Jackson. Now he'll dribble to give the pool in the corner. Kick back out to Jackson at the top. Blau on the opposite wing. Looking to feed the block. Now he's fouled on the reach in Ragusa. 38-33 still our score. Second team foul against Grass Lake in the half. East Jackson 0 on the foul meter.
And that is foul number 3 against Austin Ragusa, who came in off the bench.
So now both of those point guard guys for Grass Lake with 3 fouls. Blau working the dribble for East Jackson, looking to get some space. Grass Lake still in that 2-3 zone. Austin Jackson on the wing has it knocked away, but he'll recover easily. Nathan Alexander dribbles in, kicks out to Blau on the corner three-point. He'll drive baseline. Reverse layup is through. And 38-35 our score. The Warriors lead back down to three. Russo drive, kick to... that is Alexander. Alexander drive now back out to Ragusa. Garrett fakes a pass, goes on the drive, and he'll travel.
Back on the offensive end, Nathan Alexander had a nice pick there, that he had set, and allowed for Colin Blau to complete that baseline drive. Also got Andrew Ryan checking back into the game for Grass Lake.
38-35, 4:24 to go third quarter. Austin Jackson on the point for East Jackson. Gives to Poole on the wing. Now back out to Jackson at the top. Facing that 2-3 Grass Lake zone. And to Alexander now looking for Blau down on the baseline. Alexander back at the top. Blau on the wing. Now to Austin Jackson at the top. Finds Blau open for three. Shot up, no good. Rebounded Garrett. And Grass Lake on the run out. Andrew Ryan finds no numbers, pulls it back out. Gives to Ragusa to set up the offense for the Warriors. Trying to feed Horner on the block, knocked away. Austin Jackson comes up with the loose ball. Poole out on the break, and he'll finish 38-37. We got a one-point contest here. Ragusa real quick to come back on the Grass Lake attack. He'll drive and pick out. Alexander now to the top to Garrett. Garrett on the drive, can't finish it, but he is fouled, and that'll send him back to the stripe. 38-37. Grass Lake the one-point advantage with Garrett at the free throw line.
That foul is going to be charged to Andrew Sheed, his second of the game.
Free throw this time for Garrett is through. 39-37.
Garrett now with 16 in the game. He's got three and a half.
Second free throw short, rebounded by Austin Jackson, and East Jackson will try to break. Long three on the fast break by Poole. No good. Rebounded Sheed. Turnaround shot, and it's pinned in between the rim and the backboard. Garrett jumps up, knocks it out, and it'll be East Jackson ball. Reset your score for you. 3:27 to go in the third. Poole will inbound for the Trojans. To Sheed, three-point shot, short. Rebound caroms to Garrett. He'll start the breakout. Now he'll look to drive it. Nope. Kicks it down to Ragusa. Contact under the basket's going to go against Garrett.
Good job by Andrew Sheed to draw that foul.
Yeah, that's it. One of those charges that happens after he's got rid of the ball. The momentum carries him through that defensive player.
And that is foul number three on Garrett, so he'll take a seat. And looks like number 40, the senior Brandon Schulz, will check in.
That's going to be a big loss for the Warriors, how long they're going to need to leave him out there with three fouls. Garrett's been their main spark plug. Blau now for the Trojans, finds Poole, and he'll drive. Goes glass with the left hand, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Ragusa will bring it up on the offense.
Jake Horner with that rebound, the junior. He has been instrumental in the rebounding game for Grass Lake.
Ragusa will drive in, kick out to Ryan. Now he tries to feed the high post, and Horner can't handle the pass. Turnover, East Jackson looking to tie, maybe go ahead. He's full on the block. Nice feed into Sheed in the lane, but it's knocked away. Loose ball comes to Horner and Grass Lake. And we had Ryan on the wing, feeds Schulz down in the corner. He'll miss the three-pointer, and East Jackson gets the ball back, and Poole runs the break. Finds Blau in the corner. He'll shoot the three. In and out. Rebound, loose ball. And Horner finally reels it in for Grass Lake.
A good back and forth here. Both teams really starting to resort to the long jumper three-point shots. Both teams have tried to get it down low, and it just hasn't quite worked out for them.
Nice cut. Alexander gets the shot up. Can't quite finish. Rebounded East Jackson. 2 minutes to go third quarter. Blau at the top. The sophomore calling the signals. Grass Lake stays in that 2-3 zone. Trojans finding... I had a double dribble on that one. Nathan Alexander in the corner takes a couple extra dribbles. Now he'll get it at the elbow. Kick out to Bonner. Three-pointer is long. Rebounded on the other side of the basket, Isaac Alexander, and he'll dribble it up for Grass Lake.
Looks like he'll get away with a double as well on the Grass Lake end.
Minute and a half left in the quarter. Alexander on the wing, back to the top, and Raguso.
Grass-like
might hold for Juan.
East Jackson now in a 2-3-2, or a 2-3 zone.
Schultz three nails it from the corner. Nice lefty stroke for Schultz. Big shot for Grass Lake. Stretch the lead back to five.
Schultz now has 9 points in the game, all of them on three-pointers.
Yeah, he's got a nice, comfortable stroke. Pretty smooth, and he confidently knocks that jumper down. Near steal there by Raguso on the Trojans. Another lefty from the free throw line is Sheed, and he hits it. Leads back to three. 50 seconds left in the quarter.
Sheed now with 13 in the game.
Raguso dribbles up, finds Alexander on the wing for Grass Lake. Back to Raguso. Now Alexander looks to try baseline. And getting some contact charged against Nathan Alexander of the Trojans. Second team foul for East Jackson in the quarter.
And it's going to be foul number three on East Jackson's Nathan Alexander. He will come out of the game, and Zachary Seymour will check in.
Sheed's going to get a break. Played a large portion of this quarter. Inbound goes to Raguso, and we'll get a tie-up down on the block. Jump ball in the possession arrow stays with Grass Lake.
And that is number 12, the sophomore Rick Adams, who checked in for Andrew Sheed. Reset the floor a little bit for you there.
Isaac Alexander inbound for the Warriors. Get it out to Raguso. Now he'll feed the big man Horner down to the block. He steps out, finds Ryan cheating on the baseline there. Can't finish it. Rebound to Blau. Long outlet to Poole. Blocked by Schultz. Schultz trying to pick up the loose ball. And they're going to call it out on him. I don't know if he touched it out of bounds there. Nevertheless, 23.3 on the clock. 42-39. Grass Lake clinging to a three-point advantage. Poole inbound for East Jackson. Gets to Bonner in the corner. Now at the elbow is the
Adams.
Youngster Adams.
And another jump ball.
Tie up there. Couldn't quite handle the pass. Zachary Seymour. And again, possession arrow stays with East Jackson. 17.9 left here in the third. 42-39. Inbound goes to Poole. He'll hold for one here for East Jackson. Raguso comes out to meet him. Now get to Bonner. Deep on the wing. Skip past the Poole on the opposite wing. Now Blau at the top dribbles in. And he's getting whistled for the travel. Just a little extra step on the drive there for Colin Blau. 6.8 seconds. 42-39. Grass Lake with the lead. Waning moments here of the third quarter.
We've been treated to an excellent game here as Raguso across center court will drive the lane, and he is tripped up. Looks like tripped up by Zachary Seymour there.
Little ankle contact. Feel the whistle go against.
And they're going to call that foul on the floor against Zachary Seymour, his first, and that is East Jackson's third team.
Amanda Schultz wide open from three. Looks like he rushed it a little bit. Comes up short on the three-pointer. So at the end of three quarters, 42-39, we have a three-point game on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Right back after a one-minute break.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith coming to you, ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Your radio home for coverage of Super Bowl 50. I think we get the pregame started about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Jason, for a kickoff. It's, 8 o'clock?
It starts earlier and earlier every year. I'm surprised pregame doesn't start at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
If we didn't have a Spartan game that day, we might. We might do it. What the heck? We get 42-39, our score, Grass Lake. With the ball to start the final period of this one and a three-point advantage. Horner with the ball at the top. The big man creeping
He's
out.
He's not afraid to shoot
it. Point line. Jared Henry back into the game. Now we get to Isaac Alexander in the corner looking for Horner on the block. Now the cut trying to feed Alexander on the baseline. Knocked out by Curley. Alexander will inbound.
A couple of times that Grass Lake has gone to that backdoor cut. Almost a Princeton-style play there.
Alexander not finding anyone. Finally, Henry is open in the corner. Takes a jumper. Now takes a couple dribbles in. Tough shot from the baseline. Big shot to Jared Henry. Great set a lot of the third quarter with foul trouble, but he's back in now making his mark.
That was a great baseline lefty, almost one-handed jumper there.
Is everybody in this game left-handed? That's the feeling I'm starting to get.
You know what? I'm left-handed, so it works out well for me. No, the shots look normal to me now.
Missed shot for the Trojans in East. Grass Lake with the rebound. Henry over the midline, feeding Alexander. Now he'll dribble, looking for Horner. Down to the block. Tough finish. Curly, good defense. Can't make it. 44-39. Warriors holding on to that five-point lead. East Jackson on the attack. Blau at the top. Gets Austin Jackson in the wing.
Grass Lake back to a 2-3 zone. Taking away that low block and Curly there.
Count Blau now gives to Poole on the wing. Beating the baseline. Kick out to Jackson for three. Just misses it short off the front rim. Good rebound, Jake Horner. Jared Henry calling out the play for the Warriors. Gives to the wing and Embry back out to Henry. Now Horner getting pressured. All kinds of pressure out on the wing by Curley. Gives it up. Back out to Garrett, who's back in the game with three fouls.
East Jackson has adjusted to a man-to-man defense now. And it seems to be working fairly well because Grass Lake can't get a clean look at the basket.
Seen a lot of pressure on the wings, and now they tried to beat Garrett in the post. Nice reach and knock away by Nathan Alexander. East Jackson back on the attack. Austin Jackson finding Alexander down on the wing. Now he'll dribble in, tries to feed, stolen. Grass Lake offense. Henry looking to drive, gets to the elbow, feeds Garrett. Takes a step inside, nice finish off the bucket. Off the backboard there, 46-39. We got a seven-point Grass Lake lead. 5:35 to go in the game, and East Jackson to call timeout. All right, we'll keep it here on the broadcast. 8:27 and on the game for ProCare Automotive, Ajax Heating and Cooling, County National Bank, Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Some of our very fine sponsors who are with us, you know, throughout the football season into the basketball season. Got to appreciate their support of local high school sports.
Yeah, I've been looking to finish off my basement. Maybe I should give Spring Arbor Lumber a call.
You definitely should, or at least stop out. Finishing off the basement, huh? Man cave action?
No, probably not. You know, my oldest daughter's getting older, and probably time for her to have her own space, you know. So I wish I could have the man cave, but the
little
living room
little Red Wings memorabilia down there.
I wish, yeah, that would be nice.
46-39, our score. The Grass Lake Warriors have held on to a lead for most of the game. And East Jackson continues to battle back and keep themselves close. And again, like we said, it still may come down to whoever's able to put together the last run of the game.
There's still plenty of time for East Jackson to have a big run. They're not down by a lot. There's still a lot of time left to play. They just have to find open looks at the basket, and they've got to get them to fall.
Austin Jackson has the ball now for the Trojans. High post to Bonner. Kick out to Blau down on the baseline. Crossover move. Feeds a pass across the baseline. Risky pass. It doesn't work out. Knocked away and stolen by Grass Lake. On the run out, Garrett makes the move to the basket and finishes. And that stretches the lead back out to 9 for Grass Lake. Quick shot, Austin Jackson. Airball. Tapped and saved. Bonner and Poole for the open look from 3. Airball. Garrett gets it out to Embry out ahead of everyone. Lefty layup, no good, but follow-up from Alexander and Grass Lake with the 11-point lead, 50-39, 4:45 to go fourth quarter. That's going to draw another timeout from the East Jackson bench. All right, so we keep it here, 4:45 to go fourth quarter, 50-39 is our score. And Grass Lake continues with a pretty good run and a nice couple of fast breaks, and really a difference maker on the floor has been Garrett, who's been able to get that ball a step or two outside of the lane, take a dribble and put it up off the window and score it. And East Jackson really hasn't been able to get a stop.
Grass Lake's senior Nolan Garrett, he's one of just 4 seniors on the roster, but this kid can play. I mean, he has really shown us something. He's got 7 points and a half, 20 total for the game, and we still have 4 minutes to play.
And East Jackson will look to cut into this 11-point advantage. Poole at the top, feeds the high post, and Sheed kicks out to Blau. Blau will drive baseline. Floater, good. Stop the bleeding there for a moment for East Jackson. And full court pressure from Poole on Henry for the Warriors. He'll dribble right into the block, kick out to Garrett. Shoots the 3, long off back rim. Rebound tipped, Alexander puts it back. Stretch the lead back to 11 for Grass Lake.
Donovan Coppernall pushing the pressure for East Jackson, excuse me.
Colin Blau drops it down to Sheed. Nice finish for Sheed down on the low block. 52-43. Grass Lake comes back. Embry, kick out to Henry. Dribble back to the middle, reset. Risky pass down to Horner on the block. He goes back to the basket. Lefty jump hook. No good, but he's going to draw a foul and go to the stripe shooting. 3:45 left in the contest. 52-43, a 9-point Grass Lake lead. Chance to stretch it back out to double digits with Jake Horner at the free throw line.
That is going to be a foul charge to Andrew Sheed, his third, East Jackson's fourth.
Horner from the stripe. It's a fine drive, but it goes in. He hasn't put up a ton of points on the board, Horner, but he's been strong on the boards. And having himself a decent contest and doing a great job shutting down the middle for the Trojans.
He's got 7 in the game total so far, but the rebounding is where they have had the most success with Horner.
Second free throw is a miss. 10-10 on the offense for East Jackson, a turnover. And now on the run out, we get some contact, and Coppernall took a hard shot to the ribs. Goes down, and that's going to be a whistle against Grass Lake. Just 4 team fouls for each squad. That one's going to go against Embry.
That's just his first foul. Christian Embry, one of the starters for Grass Lake.
Keeping his nose clean. Colin Blau now working the offense for East Jackson. And that goes to Coppernall. Bullet pass inside to Blau, and he finishes it. Nice feed, good vision, and you had to throw that pass hard. And he did. Nice job by Blau to finish it.
Yeah, he really put something on that pass. And
lead back down to 8. Now can't handle the dribble. And that's a carry against Grass Lake. And a chance for East Jackson. 3:12 to go in this game. It's an 8-point Grass Lake lead. East Jackson.
You see Christian Embry trying to settle down the Grass Lake Warriors.
Blau feeds Sheed working in the paint. Nice job, Jake Horner, to not draw a foul on that. Sheed gets his own rebound, puts it back. Lead cut back down to 6. Full court pressure from the Trojans. Garrett gives back to Henry. He'll dribble to the middle, feeds deep to Embry. Tries to cut it across the lane to Horner. Knocked away. Still will be Grass Lake ball.
Good defense there. Andrew Sheed now with 6 points in the half. That's going to give him 17 total in the game off the bench.
All right, inbound here coming from Alexander under the basket. Garrett, oh, can't handle the pass. East Jackson gets the turnover. Coppernall feeds Sheed. Chance to score for Sheed. Up and under. How'd he get that up? Can't finish the layup. Rebounded Grass Lake, but a nice try by Sheed.
Impressive move by the big man.
He kind of did like a little windmill underhand scoop. Drive from the top. Henry can't finish. Rebounded Coppernall, and he's going to draw a whistle. 15 foul for the Warriors. East Jackson gets the ball back. 6 points. They trail 2.5 on the clock here in the game.
Foul is going to go against Isaac Alexander, just his first of the game.
And we'll get a timeout coming from the bench. With 2.5 to go, 53-47 our score. East Jackson trails Grass Lake by 6. They'll have the ball when we come back. 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
2:30 on the clock, East Jackson back on the offense trailing by 6, rolling inbound there to Coppernall. Calling out the play, working against that 2-3 Grass Lake zone. Blau open for 3, hits it! Big 3-pointer for the sophomore, Colin Blau. 2:18 left in this game.
Blau had just 3 points in the first half. He's got 9 in the second, but a wide open Nolan Garrett down low, and he's going to get a bucket.
Full court, East Jackson pressure. They break it and get an easy layup for Garrett. 5-point game, 55-50. East Jackson right back at it. Daniel Poole getting some pressure. Now finds Blau on the wing. Back to Poole at the top. Bonner open for the look. No good. He gets to Coppernall in the corner. Coppernall gets back to the top to Bonner. Thinks about a 3 himself. Good defense here by the Warriors. Under 2 minutes to go in the game, 55-50. Coppernall feeds Sheed at the elbow. Misses, but rebounded. Bonner, he scores it and a foul. big play.
Big rebound and bucket. That's twice Shane Bonner has come up big in clutch situations. Bonner hit the three-pointer in the first half and got the game tied up very, very early on. And now we've got a huge offensive rebound and a putback and a shot and one.
He can cut the lead to 2 points with his free throw. 1:40 on the clock. Fourth quarter, 55-52. Senior Shane Bonner at the line. Big shot here. Long on the free throw. Rebounded. Alexander, turnaround. Block. We're going to get a whistle, though, against Nolan Garrett. Looked like a clean shot block there. Whistle's going to go against the Warriors. Nice rebound and turnaround shot. Nathan Alexander, give credit where credit's due for the Trojans. Big rebound on the missed free throw.
And that is foul number 4 on Nolan Garrett for Grass Lake. That is team foul number 7. So we are getting into some clutch situations. We're going to start to see some one-and-ones.
Alexander hits the first free throw, 55-53. Now our score sheet back up off the bench for East Jackson. And now we'll get a full timeout from the Grass Lake bench. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. 55-53, our score, Grass Lake holding it under a two-point advantage.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Minute 38 left on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 55-53, Grass Lake leads by two. We got another free throw coming from Nathan Alexander for East Jackson. And a chance to cut this lead down to one.
We have been treated to a fantastic game. Although the score hasn't gone back and forth, the game has been very, very close throughout. It's been a game of runs back and forth between both teams. Grass Lake would pull away. East Jackson will get it close. A couple of times they've taken a small 1-2-point lead. Grass Lake makes another run, pulls way out, and then East Jackson comes right back. And this is, as you said, whoever makes the last run is going to pull this game out.
So you wonder if Grass Lake has another run in them. Alexander hits the pair, clutch free throws. Grass Lake gets it in quickly. Henry dribbles up. Little trap at the half court by East Jackson. And we get some trouble. Emery turns it over. Covered over East Jackson. Chance to take the lead. He'll slow it down. Now they leave him open. Thinks about the three. No, he's going to get to Blau in the corner. We get a timeout from the East Jackson bench. Keep it here on the broadcast. 1:22 left on the clock. 55-54. Grass Lake with a one-point lead. Grass Lake with the ball back. And that trap, Henry just wasn't ready for that trap. They got him right at half court, and he goes to Embry, and the defender's right there. We get a scrum for the ball almost a little bit, and East Jackson coming up with the loose balls right now.
And he has had that full court pressure on him a little bit, more of like a three-quarter court pressure. Mm-hmm. Most of the game, he's had a little bit of a stutter step that he's used that's been able to break through of that. And for some reason, this time the trap, he didn't pick up the trap quite in time. Had a couple of people open, but just couldn't quite get the ball off.
So another turnover for the Warriors, and you wonder if they have another run in them with minute 22 to go, or if East Jackson's going to let this momentum carry them to a victory. 55-54, Grass Lake still with the one-point advantage. They come out to the floor with Jared Henry, Christian Embry, Isaac Alexander, Nolan Garrett, and Jake Horner, the Grass Lake starters. And we get Alexander, Sheed, Blau, Coppernoll, and Poole for East Jackson. Going kind of a small lineup out there. Poole inbounds to Coppernoll. Donovan will get to the wing. They get it down to Blau in the corner. Kicks back out to Coppernoll at the top with 1:12 on the clock. Poole now on the opposite wing. Back to Coppernoll at the top. Still trying to look for Sheed down in the paint. Poole drive, pull up jumper, baseline, hits it! East Jackson lead, 56-55. Henry, very quick inbound, gets the offense. No chance to trap full court for East Jackson.
And now they'll slow the game down a little bit.
Henry at the top, he drives, pull up. No good, rebound to Poole. East Jackson with the one-point advantage and the ball, 43 seconds on the clock.
I mean, Daniel Poole picked a great time to come up big here, and we're going to start getting some fouls. That one will be charged against Jared Henry. He had no choice there but to put him into the one-on-one situation. And that is Henry's fourth foul, the team's eighth for Grass Lake, with East Jackson holding on to a one-point lead, and they're going to send, it would be Donovan Coppernoll.
Neither team has really shot the free throw well. And Coppernoll's going to get a chance here. And he hit. Clutch free throws so far for East Jackson when it's mattered most. 57-55. East Jackson has not led for a while. And now late in the game is where you want to be in front. 39.3 left in the game. We got some fans here who can't even bear to watch. Coppernoll hits them both. Stretch that East Jackson lead out to three with 39.3 on the clock. We get an inbound and we get a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break. Real quick here, the final 37.7 still to go in the fourth quarter on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Out of the timeout, the Warriors will take possession. East Jackson picks up full court pressure. Quick inbound to Jared Henry. Poole will pick him up right at the half court mark. Henry gets to Alexander on the wing. Now back to Henry at top. Open look for a long three. Can't hit. Long rebound comes out. And that will be rebounded by Nathan Alexander for East Jackson. They foul immediately with 22.5. The East Jackson lead is 58-55.
This is the strategy you have to go with. I mean, you've got to put somebody on the line here. The bonus now going to East Jackson. The second foul of the game charged to Christian Embry. And Nathan Alexander will head to the line. He's got 2 points in the half, both on free throws.
Calmly knocked down a pair of clutch free throws to give East Jackson the lead. Now he misses. Quick rebound, Garrett. And Grass Lake still with a chance at 18 seconds. Henry brings it up. Kicks to Colin Embry. Long three, airballed. Saved Alexander off the East Jackson player. And it'll stay Grass Lake ball. 11.1 on the clock.
Good heads-up play there by Grass Lake to make the save off of, unfortunately, that went off of Daniel Poole's ankles there and out of bounds.
I think I said a different name. It's Christian Embry. Missed that shot. Long three-pointer for Embry. That was NBA range. So with 11.1 on the clock, we get another timeout. We'll stay right here for it. 58-55. It's a three-point East Jackson advantage. In a game that Grass Lake led for a long, long time. Keeping that lead just staying ahead. They stretched it all the way out to 11, and it looked like East Jackson could lay down. Instead, they come back with their best effort, started hitting some shots, and they're able to come back and take the lead on some free throws. Now they hold a three-point advantage with 11.1 seconds. It's going to come down to maybe a last shot here for Grass Lake.
Yeah, we've said it a couple of times. Whoever was going to get a hold of that last run to end the game was going to win it. And East Jackson, they took the momentum. They started to make a huge run, and now they've got a three-point advantage with 11.1 to play here. Grass Lake drawing something up here, hopefully to tie this game up and hopefully force overtime with a very talented Grass Lake team and a very equally talented but very, very young East Jackson team that showed some great poise in this one. Despite being down double digits, as you mentioned, and they've been able to come all the way back and then some.
Yeah, and credit to these sophomores, don't look like sophomores out on the floor. Poole and Blau have been both really calm and collected, making some big plays here down the stretch.
Yeah, Colin Blau, 9 points in the second half, including a huge three-pointer.
And into the game now for the Warriors. Schultz gets it in. Knocked away, now step back. Embry has knocked away. Coppernoll makes the defensive play, and Embry grabs him right away. Huge play by Coppernoll. Great hands as Embry brings the ball down to his waist and tries to pull it up for the three. Coppernoll with the knockaway, and that is Donovan Coppernoll for the Trojans. Now he'll toll the free throw line with a chance to put this one out of reach. 58-55, still just a three-point lead for the Trojans.
That's foul number three on Christian Embry.
Coppernoll in and out on the first free throw. It is a double bonus situation here with 10 team fouls on the Warriors. He misses the first. 4.3 seconds. If you're Grass Lake, you're hoping to just grab one, get as close as you can, and heave. Second free throw is good. 59-55. Long inbound goes to Embry. Shoots the three. And an air ball. And the buzzer will sound. 59-55. Huge comeback for East Jackson. Defending on their home court in a, gosh, got to be a demoralizing loss for Grass Lake. 1-8 coming into the game. They'll fall to 1-9 on the loss. A game that they led all the way, including an 11-point advantage in the fourth quarter. That's got to be a heartbreaking feeling. And really a great effort by the Warriors, but the Trojans just a little too much down the stretch. They get that big run. They will move to 5-5 on the season, actually go to 3-2 in the Cascades Conference. We'll take a quick break here on the post game, 2 minutes. We'll come back and get you your scores, choose a player of the game, and wrap it up from East Jackson High School. Again, our final is 59-55 Trojans on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle with Jason Smith coming to you from Sutton Road, East Jackson High School, where the Trojans, in come-from-behind fashion, go away with the win, 59-55. Jason, our player of the game tonight is going to go to sophomore Colin Blau. Had himself a huge second half, 9 points, including a big three down the stretch, which was really very important to that momentum. You know, and it was tough to pick one guy because it was a team effort for the comeback. We had a couple of big free throws from Nathan Alexander. Sheed had himself a real tremendous game with 17 points. But in the end, we just felt like Colin Blau was very vital in the second half and really important down the stretch, giving them kind of a steadying factor in the game. So East Jackson's player of the game is going to go to Colin Blau, the sophomore. But, again, I mentioned a lot of good games on that, you know, total team effort. Let's get some numbers from that victorious East Jackson Trojans team.
For the East Jackson Trojans, Daniel Poole, he woke up in the second half a little bit, had 8 points. Colin Blau, as we mentioned, with 12. Ty Duncan, the 2 points at the end of the first half on the impressive play. Nathan Alexander hit 2 key free throws down the stretch for 7. Kyle Curley, just the 1 point to open the game. Nothing after that, unfortunately. He just couldn't quite get him fed in the low block the way they wanted to. Shane Bonner finished with 5. Donovan Coppernall had 3 big free throws near the end there for 3 points. Austin Jackson with 3. And then, as we mentioned, Andrew Sheed led all of the East Jackson scorers with 17.
Yeah, and again, a come-from-behind double-digit game there at the end for East Jackson. Nice job. For the, again, that goes, Trojans go to 5-5. On the season, 3-2 in the Cascades Conference. Their next game is at Michigan Center. It's going to be a tough one Friday at Michigan Center for the Trojans. For the Grass Lake Warriors in the loss, what kind of numbers do they have?
Well, Nolan Garrett was he stole the show tonight, really impressed both of us in this game. Had a 22-point performance for him. Brandon Schultz, the senior, had 9 points, very quietly, all on three-pointers. Excellent three-point range there. Jake Horner finished with 7. Isaac Alexander with 6. Andrew Ryan with 5. And then Austin Raguso finished with 2. Jared Henry also had 6 in this game.
Yeah, pretty impressed with Garrett. He had a nice game scoring-wise and rebound-wise. Without, you know, down that last, what, probably 2 minutes, Grass Lake couldn't buy a bucket, and East Jackson got that momentum, made the final run to win the game. So Grass Lake will fall to 1-9 overall, still winless in the Cascades Conference. Their next game is Friday at Manchester, which is a winnable game for them. So that'll be an interesting one to see how that shakes out. Our next contest coming up for you Friday, we will be at Vandercook Lake with the Hanover Horn Comets in the building. Two teams that were battling for the Cascades Conference title last year. Looking forward to seeing that game. Of course, you can hear all the action on 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, and online around the world at JacksonESPN.com. Jason, thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks to Josh Ankrow back in the studio handling all the technical duties, our executive producer tonight. For Jason Smith, Josh Ankrow, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Friday for Vandercook Lake.